Oh, this is our intro. Steve and Dave.
Dave and Steve.
Talking about men's issues. Steve and Dave.
Dave and Steve.
We couldn't afford to get a professional intro. Episode 6.
Episode 6.
Can you believe it?
Is it 6?
It is episode 6, yeah.
We haven't done one for what? But 3 or 4 weeks, have we?
I know.
So it's brand new.
I mean, they didn't know that, Dave.
No, but I'm explaining. No, but I'm talking about us.
Yeah.
Don't start being a knob end when we've just started. You just because you're hungover.
I am a little bit, I'm not going to lie. But again, they wouldn't have known that. like, proper fucking chucking me under a bus and we're like,
well, I don't
want to,
you know, you weren't drinking straight tequila at 12 o'clock at night at all.
Oh,
and I was tucked up in bed.
It was Valentine's.
Love and life.
You know?
I was fast asleep by then.
Yeah, you done all finished? Done
I was
you?
Finished.
Finished,
cleaned up,
cleaned
ready
up.
To rock and roll to sleep.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, getting old slash death.
Well, getting old and death slash, as you know, it's not Guns N' Roses, is it? Let's be honest.
No.
He's not going to start
really
coming in
means.
With his top... Oh, no.
Sorry.
Don't be ignorant.
No, I mean, I
don't
know...
Don't be... My name's Steve Ignorant Brooks.
No, hang on.
You know Slash.
I know who Guns N' Roses are, right?
Okay.
But I don't know what you meant in the context of it's not all Guns N' Roses.
No, 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 because I said Slash. You know Slash is...
No.
No, I didn't. Guns N' Roses, so Slash plays a guitar.
Right.
You know, he's the fellow with a big top hat.
No.
Who looks like 20 years old for like the last 40
yeah,
years.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah.
You must have seen Slash. Come on.
No. No, just Slash to me is a line at about 45 degrees.
I thought you were going to say
to
a
the right
I'm going
or the left.
For Slash.
No, no, I'm better than that. I was brought up, not
well,
dragged
you say
up.
Piss.
Piss, yeah, yeah.
anyway, yeah, not... You're going off piece, well, I
oh, yeah, it's all my
so
fault.
So Slash,
yeah.
Not Guns N' Roses, not Slash. You don't know Slash, isn't it? Guns N' Roses,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, growing old and death.
Fucking hell, we're 2 minutes in and we've still not really started. I mean, yeah, look, I've growing old is a funny thing. I think a lot of people are scared about it. I think there is a lot of... pressure to conform to a certain way as you're kind of going through some the
certain
the,
stages of
yeah. stages. I mean, you got you mentioned it before, I think on a prior episode. You know, there's
go on, say it.
Oh, fucking all right. There's
well, we've got airtime to fill. Have you?
Well, yeah, it's all right. Yeah, so there's you know you got uni. You've got buying a house, having kids,
yeah.
getting married, all these kind
yeah.
of stages, retiring, going on a cruise, you know, going to bowls club, like, you
I
know.
I like bowls.
Whatever that is.
There's a bowls club up the road. I wouldn't
there
mind
is.
Joining
My
that.
My son
yeah.
goes.
Does Max go?
He does. Yeah. Yeah.
Is he seriously?
Yeah, seriously, yeah.
I'll be well up for going.
Yeah. You should go with him. He's like junior captain. No, he's not junior captain, but he does like it, yeah. He's a little old man at heart. Hey.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it after.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would be well up for it.
Yeah.
I've seen some chicks up there, about 80, 90, look really hot.
Yeah, no, they
could
are.
Be in
they
there.
Are, they're fucking like a diseased badger. Fucking, yeah, yeah. Is that, oh, sorry, too much. Badgers are lovely creatures, obviously.
Yeah, they are, they're delicious.
So what's your thoughts? Obviously, you're getting on.
I'm 17 No, I said 16 years off 60.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah. That's what I said.
How do I feel? Who's that?
That was on my freaking MacBook.
Do you want to do something about it?
No, it's
it?
All right. I've just muted it.
Thanks
it's
very
fine.
Much. Well, you know, we're trying to show a bit of professionalism.
I know. Yeah. Well, we've got new mics, by the way, everyone. Hopefully you can tell
I don't
the difference.
Care, do they? No, they don't.
Oh, okay. All right.
So is it all right if I carry on now?
Yeah,
after
yeah, crack on.
Professionalism, we've spoken about that, Stephen.
I don't think we have, but go on. Maybe that's another episode. Oh, God, do you know what? I always say that. We need to stop saying that.
What's that?
Every freaking episode.
What? That's good for another
say,
episode.
We say, oh, that'll be good for another episode.
Yeah, but stuff comes up. No, I don't make that noise.
Just really freaking annoying.
Well, get over it.
Right,
start
come on,
acting
talk,
a bit more
David.
Professional and then we'll be good. Getting old. How do I...
Oh, you're nearly ready for your bus pass.
It's really weird. Because it seems to be all of a sudden... I'm not saying I'm old because I'm not old. I don't feel old. Because I'm not old.
You're not
but
old.
But I suppose I'm middle age. I've got to be... Do I class as middle age? Middle age, about middle 40s? So I've got to be there.
What's the definition of old?
I think it depends how you feel mentally, really.
I think that's the point of this podcast.
Oh, well, that's it. Done. Thanks, everyone.
that's but quick, it is, 5 minutes.
Yeah, but I think I was always, I've always been so driven to like work, because I was told.
Yeah, that's a good song. Twerk, twerk, twerk.
Get a work. Is it twerk, twerk, twerk?
Well, I say
work.
So do I, but I was corrected by my daughter who said it's twerk.
Don't. Is
and
it?
That makes more sense. It does.
Don't tell me you were twerking while you're saying it.
No.
I've got these horrible images now of you with your hands up against the wall.
You fucking love that.
Moving
slag.
Like you're right.
Fucking get your hand out your fucking jeans. What are you doing?
I'm not even wearing jeans. I'm wearing pants.
Fucking hell.
Do you know what? And all of a sudden, I seem to have got to a period of my life, and actually I feel a little bit emotional about it. I don't know why all of a sudden. That it just seems to be racing along. Like it seems to be. I seem to be doing so much more than I've ever done with my life in all sorts of different ways. And I seem to be like racing along 100 miles an hour, not to achieve anything, but my sort of like my, the time seems to be passing really quickly.
Okay.
I don't know.
What, but in a positive way, like
in a positive
way,
feel
enlightened that you're doing more and you're happy about it.
Yeah.
Doing more.
Enlightened. Yeah. Very much so. But it seems to be, flying, like the years fly along, don't they?
That I think that's that horrible thing, though, like time. I think, you know, it's a classic, right? If you've got a busy day, the day flies by.
Yeah.
If you're sat on your ass doing nothing, it doesn't, it just goes slowly.
Yeah.
But I think the more you do, the quicker it goes.
Yeah.
It's a bit like sex, you know? If you just... lay down and next to your Christ, wife or your girlfriend or your husband or whatever it might be.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of different variations and, in that if you want to carry on.
And look at her pussy. you know, not a lot will happen. Whereas if you you know, if you imagine just... you're on the fucking spinning a DJ discs. You know,
what, in a...
Yeah, you know, on the decks, obviously it'll be over quicker.
Are you sat... Is your wife sat down at this point where you're looking?
No, like if you were laying next to her in bed, I did say that.
Okay, so she's laid down, you're laid...
I'm laid next
between
to
her legs
her.
Looking.
If you just look at it, nothing's going to happen.
Okay.
This is my analogy.
Okay.
Because I didn't tell you it was an analogy because you asked me not to last time. See, this is what happens... And now you're so confused because I didn't pre-warn you that it was going to be an analogy. anyway.
I know what Rhea looks like. Not like naked, but I know what she looks like. So all I can see is you looking at things now.
Just looking at it.
Looking, going, okay, what do we do with this?
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. And the time would go really slowly, wouldn't it? Why are you saying disease badger under your breath? What? That's really rude. I hope she doesn't listen to this. That is disgusting, David. That is... What? Come on, boy. Spit it out. Said the vicar.
Steve, I think we need to explain slightly more, even though we could cut this out, but we don't need to.
We don't edit.
You were showing me a clip.
Yeah.
On Derek with Ricky Gervais in the caravan scene that's never been like aired on a season or series or whatever the word, on an episode. So, and he was on about a diseased badger.
Yes.
And that's why I got carried away.
He did. That's it's all
okay,
right.
So it's like sex, yeah. Life is.
Fucking hell, that was a big deviation. Yeah. But yeah,
sorry, if you're going,
you're busy at the moment, you're doing lots.
Yeah.
Now, here's a question for you. Do you feel like you're doing lots now because you feel like you haven't done enough so far?
I am, I think, in my personal life, sort of trying to spend time with people, yeah. Because I didn't really do it for, I didn't really do it much at all for, I don't know, 35 years of my life, really. I did a little bit of school and like you do, going out and doing things you shouldn't do. But not really after that, particularly, not a lot like most sort of a normal 20-year-old or 18-year-old would, or 25-year-old.
No, that's what I mean, though. Do you think you're overcompensating now?
No.
You're not?
No, I don't think I'm overcompensating, no.
Are you... So why have you all of a sudden started to do more, would you say?
I think my life's just gone, though. I think my kids are older.
Yeah.
So they're nearly 22 and 18.
Yeah, no.
Literally in a couple of months. Thanks. I was saying it for the podcast. I know.
Well, I know they know as well. You've mentioned it many a time.
No, I said 17 and 21.
The only person that you... that doesn't know is Jesus. Your nan, your mum.
My nan's
your
dead.
Your nan, yeah.
Gran's alive, nan's dead.
Gran. Your gran doesn't know, remember, because she asked you how old you are.
No, she asked you, didn't she?
No, she asked you.
And no, because it was your gran.
No, I said to you, you know, my nan didn't ask me because she knows how old I am. And she said, hello, Stephen.
Yes. Do you feel... No idea what you're going on about. I do, but it's going along in a good, it's going fast in a good way, but I try to, that's why I sit down and take time for myself sometimes, away from work and mates and that, and just sit down and try to, I like going down the beach, sort of sat on the cliff on my own, if I'm round there, just sat there, just looking out.
Yeah.
Just taking 2 minutes out, or sat meditating for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
20, whatever, 2 minutes.
I've not been asked to get into that yet, meditation. But
you should do it. I think you'd really enjoy it.
What do you think about when you're sat on the cliff?
Nothing.
Just nothingness?
Nothing. See, you don't even think.
No.
You don't even think, because if you're thinking, then you're still thinking about something.
Yeah. Oh,
even if you're thinking, I know it sounds mental, even if you're thinking, look how beautiful it is. For me, if I can switch off totally and just stare and just look around and not even and not even think about anything,
yeah,
you should try it.
Yeah, no, I will,
but my life's, you know, I don't have, I've got my kids obviously, but because they're not younger anymore, that takes up a lot of your time when your kids are young.
Yes. Yeah, no, it's like pets. They they need constant.
You got shitloads attention. Of pets.
Oh, do you know what? The old wife is literally,
That's one.
Banging on about getting another freaking dog. And I'm like, no. No. It's this morning.
Shut up.
Like, oh, well, you know, two dogs is no different than one dog. And I'm like,
well, other than it's cost you already over £1,000.
Oh, it's just I just don't want to know. Anyway. Yeah, look, I got to be honest. I feel incredibly young. I if I'm being brutally honest, I mean, you know, I'm not sure what the difference is. I think my life is only just beginning at the moment. You know, and we haven't got time to go into all of that today, but I think, you know, like for me, I feel like I've had a lot of false starts in life, and you know, I'm just starting to really come and understand myself and where I fit in society and life and everything like that. I've never felt old.
No.
And that comes out sometimes in the things that I do and how I act and stuff like that. But I feel like my life's just starting, and am I frightened of dying? Abso-frickin-lutely. Only because I don't know what happens. I'm curious about that.
You're curious but frightened.
I don't like being out of control.
Unfortunately, it's one of the times in your life where you've got to let go. No, but it's a weird...
No, you're right.
That's so weird, isn't it, to think, yeah. Oh, I want to be in control of this moment. I'm a control freak.
It doesn't make
sense
to
me. You feel yourself slipping away.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me that... you will cease to exist forever. That doesn't
exist. So weird.
Yeah, because basically, forever, what are you going to be doing? For, like, literally, forever. Just think about, you know, literally, forever. For eternity, what are you going to be doing in your brain? What are you going to be thinking?
Hopefully, drinking
holy water.
No, definitely not.
No.
It's definitely not going to be holy.
All right, don't fucking knock old JC.
JC, what? That's, isn't it? John.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus. Don't even know his name. Don't swear.
Oh, yeah, just like, you know.
And I'm not knocking. Knocking the holy water.
No.
If you would like to drink from the holy cup.
The holy chalice.
Yeah, the holy chalice, and take the crepe paper or the bits of paper.
That's his body, buddy.
The body?
That's his body.
Is it the body? Okay. Then I'm quite happy for people to do that.
Good.
But I hope I'm going to be just sipping cold beer and hanging out with my dog.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I got you.
And
so you do believe in an afterlife?
Yeah, I do believe there's something. I don't know whether I want to believe there's an afterlife, so it makes me feel a little bit less
prepared.
Like a little bit less a complete waste of time. So my life doesn't feel like it's just been and done, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean that's interesting, yeah. You see, I'm just starting to feel this now. There always seems to be this kind of thing about, you know, oh, you've got to go through uni, you've got to get a house, you've got to have kids, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. You know, for what? What are you, you know, this isn't a rehearsal, is it? This isn't like a freaking, you know, this is it. Yeah, everyone's always chasing the money, isn't they? They're chasing.
Yeah. Well, we discussed that last time, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Chasing perfection.
Yeah.
This is it now, right here, right now. You know, good song, Fatboy Slim.
Right,
you know,
here, right it's... now.
Oh no, that's not it, buddy.
Know what I mean?
Look at your face. That's.
I was just singing something that came into my head. Oh. But how? So, because I think I'm not scared of dying. I'm not scared of dying. I'm not scared of death.
No.
I think my dad's helped me. So my dad's not scared of death because he thinks there's sort of on the other side, there's this really beautiful world.
Okay.
And that's what he believes. I've got no reason to disbelieve or to believe it. But I think because he's comfortable with it, I feel okay. I don't feel comfortable with dying, but I don't feel scared of it. I feel scared of leaving people behind.
Yeah, it's an odd thing, isn't it? And I wonder if it's anything like we imagine it to be. You know, like in my mind, I don't believe that we're all going to kind of, you know, fish off the edge of clouds, you know, kind of stuff like that. I wonder if there's a slightly out of phase universe and actually we exist, because you've got to remember we're energy.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think that perhaps we exist as energy. And actually our loved ones are around us now.
Yeah.
And
that's basically what I believe.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a meat suit, isn't it?
It is.
And our soul I suppose Guns N' Roses energy / energy. Do you like that?
No.
Okay. then that gets when you die, it gets like released.
Yeah, I think so. But when you were growing up, did you have like expectations? You know, did you what was your kind of? Did you have like goals in life that were kind of not forced upon you? But did you subscribe to any of those kind of things?
Well, it was always like, you know, get a job, work really hard, and then retire.
Yeah.
And I think if I could do it over again, I wouldn't change how much I've worked, but I think I could do it again. I would just, I would look at it differently, I think, because people like working like 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week, week in, week out, weekends off, and that doing that same bloody shit all year round. Then they get to like 65, retire, and then they die like 70 or something. But it's that thing you get sold, isn't it? Like we said previously, you know, the marriage, the kids. Geez, you're right there, mate.
Yeah, no,
was it that tequila you had last night?
I was just having a little yawn.
It looks like you could easily fall asleep.
I mean, I probably could, but no, I was listening to you, buddy. You carry on.
If you were. So yeah, I think because my dad was that way and his dad was that way, you know, you work.
What about his dad?
He was in the army.
And his dad?
He was. I need to answer the first question, sorry, then we can get to the second one. He was in the army as a chef,
what,
I think.
What, your granddad?
My great-granddad.
Okay.
I don't know about my great-great-granddad. I've no idea, actually.
Have you not done any family tree or anything?
No, never.
You should.
No.
There we are.
I'm
not interested in genealogy.
No, do you know? I am, but I... I would like to find out more, but I'm not overly interested in putting a family tree together. I'm not
Sergeant family tree.
Yeah, I don't. I'd like to discover more about people that I live with or live near or live next door to than actually people I was related to when I wasn't here.
So do you think
that might be really really narrow-minded and ignorant?
I think it probably is.
Yeah. But I'm okay with being. Yeah. I've been called ignorant and narrow-minded and fucking arsehole many times. So.
Chefs are notorious for being ignorant.
And narrow-minded.
And narrow-minded, yeah.
And not-headed,
fuck off. I was going to say about... so, Sergeant, that name.
Mm.
Were your family... Because I believe in that, you know, that kind of... Oh, it's funny. I say this, sorry, let me just explain. So... I got in touch with a dog walker yesterday, and her surname was Barker, which I thought was fucking brilliant.
Barker? Her surname Barker?
Yeah. And, you know, I know people with, like, Goldsmith as surname or, you know, or Goldsmith. Blacksmith. Someone that's...
Well, they do deal in gold?
Yeah. You see where I'm going with that? There's someone that I know that's a decorator.
This is fascinating. Sorry, everyone.
Surname's Painter. Right, do you know what I mean? So I just wondered, because your name's Sergeant, if all of your people were kind of in the army or the navy,
no,
but weren't quite good enough to make it up the ranks.
No.
No? They weren't. What, no. You don't know, though. You've not done your genealogy. You said that.
No.
You said, I'd rather know about Brooks, the people that are around me than my family and what they
used to do. What did you do? Hang out in the Brooks or something?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, we actually made Brooks.
Did you? You did, ironically, yeah, you did. Yeah.
Backfired, that little joke.
It did. I was trying to work out a way out of that.
Narrow-minded, hot-headed.
No, it wasn't. No, just Sergeant. It's spelt differently to the army name, Army Sergeant.
Sergeant David. Has anyone ever called you that?
Yeah, loads of times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When was the last time?
At a dinner party they do.
Don't they? Sergeant David.
Yeah,
do you stand to attention when they... Not obviously your penis.
Yeah, the apron lifts up.
Yeah. Sergeant David, where's ring?
Watch my party trick. Watch my apron lift with no hands.
Anyway, we've gone off on a freaking tangent. So, yeah, look, I... getting old. I mean, it happens to all of us. We can't stop it.
Yeah.
You know...
Yours is a little bit more far advanced than most people. Visually.
Yeah, but I'm all right with that. You know, I'm. You know, you can be a cheeky fucker. You're the one that's got no fucking hair.
Let's not start throwing hair jokes around. You
know, I mean, I've not even done mine this morning.
Yeah, fucking see that. I can see where you scrape the puke out of it.
Oh, God, stop. So, yeah, I don't know. I think I'm happy with it. I am, content.
Content.
I am content with the direction of life. I want to do more. I need to love myself more. I think we all need to do
you
that.
You definitely do, yeah. And I you don't. Know? That sounds like I'm being
narrow-minded.
Like taking the piss.
No, not at all.
But I'm not. You definitely do.
No, yeah. I think it's very...
There's a lot of you to love, so it takes some...
Unbelievable.
I had to get in there with the flipping... I can't be nice too often.
Yeah, I think you end up living your life for other people. I think that's what I'm trying to get at. You know, you live your life, you know, in a way that you want other people, or you perceive, I'm trying to explain it, you perceive
that other people
want you to act like.
Yeah.
And of course, you know what people are like, you can't read them. If everyone's doing that, then you never really see the real person. And unfortunately, you end up not making anyone happy. You're not happy yourself.
Yeah.
And like you say, you know, before you know it, it's too late. We lose loved ones along the way.
Yeah.
Your kids grow up. I mean, I wish I'd spent a hell of a lot more time with my children. You know, I really do. Like, I wish I'd been more of an influence in their life. But
that's a huge conversation to itself, so we don't need to go too deep in that. But
no,
you know, if you were,
David, fucking hell,
then you wouldn't be sat here. You wouldn't. No. You wouldn't have achieved what you've achieved in business. You wouldn't.
You're right.
Things would look dramatically different.
You're absolutely no. You are right. And you know, I me and Rhea had kids early. You know what? 21, 22, I think we had our children.
Yeah,
you know,
20.
We don't own our house now, so we've not conformed that way. You know, but we're happy. And look, we've got kids now that are teenagers, 17, 16, 11-year-olds. Hopefully in the next kind of less than 10 years, they'll all be fucked off.
Mm. Granddad Stevie.
Oh, no. No. I don't
Grampy want no kids Stevie.
Yet. No kids yet. Thank
Grampy.
You.
Grampy. No kids.
And then, you know, Rhea and I can do more things, you know, that don't require lubrication. Not lubrication. You know, yeah,
I think you need more of that as you get older, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Feel blue pill.
Hey, saying about that, you heard about Viagra. It's meant to be really good for Parkinson's, I think it was. Or dementia. Yeah, they're doing tests about it at the moment, so...
That's amazing. You know, apart from you just have a massive bone all the
time.
Well,
I've started taking it two or three times a day now. Just to... I just was trying to explain. Yeah.
That's amazing. Seriously, that is.
Yeah, well, I didn't realise as well, Viagra used to be... It that wasn't its first use, Viagra. It wasn't produced for erectile dysfunction. It was actually... I can't remember what it was now. If anyone knows, put it in the comments or whatever we're going to do with this.
No idea.
It was actually made for something else, and then they're like, "Oh, I mean, can you imagine that? It must have been funny.
Must have been giving it to someone for like I don't know, say depression or something."
No, I think it was
and
like
wake up with a huge boner.
Yeah, and you constantly got a boner. Can you imagine that
sounds bloody ideal, though, doesn't it? In a way,
they don't make fucking side effects like that anymore, do they?
Imagine that in the old, you know, it says like might cause dizziness or nausea.
Yeah, fucking like, it's
like, dizziness like teoparacetamol is like a billion different things.
Yeah.
Never says boner at the bottom.
No, it's really fucking annoying. Because apparently it restricts all the, it either restricts or opens up. That's it. It was done by blood pressure.
Was it?
Yeah.
I suppose it makes sense.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you got low or high blood pressure?
I've got high blood pressure.
I've got low blood pressure.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, always had it. It's an issue in Germany, I was told.
Oh, you've been to Germany?
Not particularly. No, that's what the doctor said.
Oh, what is
it? It's quite taken quite serious.
Is it?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, that's why when I used to get out of bed sometimes. Yeah. When I used to get out of bed.
Sometimes,
if I got out of bed too quickly, went for a wee, I'd collapse.
Yeah, that makes sense. Low blood pressure.
Yeah. I'd literally be like that. Twice I passed out.
In the same time?
No, I managed to get all the wee out.
Yeah.
And like the sausage would be left hanging. And I'd like, next thing I know, I come around and I'm looking around. Like, I'm not stood upright.
Were you stood upright?
No, I think I just said I wasn't stood upright.
Yeah, you said you were looking around like
and
you
I
weren't
wasn't,
stood upright.
No, I wasn't stood upright.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't take any blue pills, so I didn't have a boner.
No.
So I'd be peeing like a fountain, wouldn't it?
Well, that's the other thing, isn't it, about getting old? You know, you do... Yeah, see, the taboo of sex. Now, I want to be having sex right up until my final breath.
Yeah.
Right? You know, if I could be in a situation where I'm, you know, like you see it on the films when people are dying and they're like,
yeah,
see you, you know, whisper like something in the ear, like,
like that.
Yeah, I want Rhea to be literally riding my face. And that is my, like, literally my last breath. She can be like,
is he
gone yet?
She could go off, like, stop the straddling process, and then you go, and then come back again.
Yeah, it would be. It's like, and that would become a new CPR. Can you imagine? Because you'd be like, especially if it's airtight. Imagine if it's airtight. Because she'd have to be like, she could do like that, couldn't she? Like if you.
I don't think we need to.
No, I just think
it's once this is filmed, this is going to be better because some of the stuff you mimic.
Mimic.
Yeah.
No, I just, that's what I meant. Like, and in all seriousness, I think, again, Rhea's nan and granddad, they used to sleep in separate rooms. Like,
oh, I hope that didn't,
stuff like that.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen to me.
You know? And I think it becomes quite sad. They stop trying. Oh, no, we don't do things like that. We're old.
You know? I want to be going out like a barn door in the wind when I'm 90.
Oh, see, I don't know what that means.
You know the barn door when it bangs in the wind. Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, okay.
Jackhammer?
Yeah, okay.
Jesus Christ, it's like an education here today.
Yeah, well, you know what, it's just...
Are you okay today, Stephen?
I am.
That tequila melted your brain?
It's just, you do come out with the most bizarre sayings.
I think if you probably listen back, I think you probably come out with slightly more. I think maybe it's because I'm more intelligent, so I understand the...
Oh, God, here we go. Okay.
I think the intelligence thing
out.
Is definitely not with me here.
Yeah, so what's your view on the kind of, you know, sexy time when you're 69?
When you do, I think 69s are great. I think
there's no, when you're 69.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said when you. Yeah. I think it should be enjoyed by everyone.
Yeah, well, because we were talking about ED is a serious thing. Obviously, like as you get older,
ED,
yeah.
What's ED?
Erectile dysfunction.
Oh, erectile.
I mean, it does affect a lot of chaps, you know, as they're getting older.
I know a mate, and he won't mind me saying, because I won't say his name.
Okay.
Who's a good few years older than me.
Yeah.
And he took it and he said he had a boner for 2 hours. He said he got out of a sore in the end. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I would be quite scared to take it, I think.
I'm not keen on taking tablets to have an influence over your body like that. I think I'd feel a bit weird.
So would you just get a fucking, like, a boner for, like,
Who was I talking to about this? I don't know who it was, but I said, do you get, like, aroused, as in do you just get a boner and you're just walking around, like walking around doing paperwork or whatever, doing the washing.
Ordering coffee and shit, yeah.
You walk into Costa and you're not like horny at all.
No.
You have an absolute rager on.
Yeah. And what did he say?
I can't remember if I did speak to this person or not about.
Oh.
I don't think I did. So I need to get some more information.
Yeah, if you could.
I nearly said his name then. He probably wouldn't mind me saying his name, but I won't.
No, don't.
Don't. I wonder if it is that. I wonder if you're.
Because... Well, that's just one of those things, though, isn't it? As you're getting up. That's like. I know that's a physical thing that stops you from, but I don't, you know, from getting an erection, but I don't necessarily think, again, even if I couldn't get it up anymore, there's still plenty to do, isn't there?
Oh, I've still got plenty in the tank. In the tank to be, like, having something.
Yeah, I mean, there's like loads of other things. Not for now?
No. I know you're going to go, don't say that, David, but we have got a podcast lined up on sex.
Well,
that was a funny old wow.
You can really dance. Have you heard that song before?
What song was that?
Wow, you can really dance.
No.
I said.
Your massive sausage fingers slapping together.
Coincidence. Have you not seen that one?
It's like fucking meat slapping together.
Well, it's like the fucking barn door shit you were just going on about, wasn't it? I mean, how fucking windy does it have to be for the barn door to be doing that?
I suppose you're not like... You weren't brought up in Cornwall when the barn door was banging, were you?
Yeah, mate, I'm sorry. If a barn door's banging, it's going to be like, boom. Boom.
Why is it?
Because how windy has it got to be for the barn door to be doing that
fast? Who says I'm going at it like bang, 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 bang?
Because otherwise, why would you use that analogy?
Well, why can you not say barn door, bang?
Bang. Oh, yeah, Fee's going to love that, isn't she? What's that meant to do?
Well, she does.
What, fucking One bang every 30 seconds?
No, I think it's one bang every 10.
Oh, fuck me, she's going to fall
barn
asleep.
Barn doors bang all sorts of paces.
No.
I tell you what, we'll fucking record some barn doors when they're banging.
Right, okay.
And you'll be surprised how I'm much sorry. Barn doors bang.
No, even if there was a fucking false 29 gale going on, right?
Gale force.
The barn door is not going to be banging like that. I don't know who you think you are. Like some kind of fucking Piers Brosnan. Like, you're just unbelievable.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. So, right, okay. No, that's fine. That makes sense. So I guess really, if we're...
So yeah, I'm right on the barn door anyway. That's
okay,
you
yeah,
well
I'm going to prove you wrong with that. So yeah, I think that ultimately, as I said to you, I think death is a funny one. I do think there's something going on. I do think there's something going on.
Something you can't control, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm okay with death.
Yeah.
I'm not particularly scared of it. I'm not like, but I'm really scared of leaving people behind.
Yeah.
Like genuinely. Do you think about what people might think when you're dying or dead?
Yes, all the time.
So we did talk about this, didn't we?
Yeah. It's actually what keeps me here a lot of the time. I know it's another episode, but it is, yeah, you know, people, just thinking how upset they'd be, you know, like that's,
funny old thing, isn't it?
Do honestly think that there is, and I hope that there's something else to do afterwards. Mm.
But also I think we're growing old and we're doing a good job of it currently.
Yeah.
I think we're doing all right.
Yeah, I think... And blokes mature with age. That's what I'm told. I think, you know.
I haven't come across an immaturity in my age.
Come across an immature teen at your age? What did you just say? That's disgusting. Fucking hell, what is wrong with you?
I haven't come across any mature teens. No, I haven't come across any maturity during my life or during my age, my lifetime.
But that's all right. I think that you got two choices. You can either kind of dress in fucking plaid, corduroys and fucking wear, you know.
Suit you?
Fuck off. And fucking wear, you know, what are them things called without the
shoulder
arms?
Shoulder pads?
Without the arms.
Oh, gilet.
Nah, but the jumper.
Oh, tank top.
Tank top, yeah. Fucking tank top and cords, right? And fucking smoke a pipe. Or you can just fucking live your life.
Yeah.
Live your life, have fun until you can't anymore. And that's what I'm
going to
do.
But if you want to dress in corduroy and a tank top and smoke your crack pipe.
If that's your thing.
Then that's fine.
If that's your thing, David, that's absolutely fine. Well, I think that was enlightening.
Enlightening and insightful.
Enlightful. Yeah, trademark.
Wow.
Steve Brooks, 2024.
Sorry, everyone.
Right. We're going to leave it there.
Yeah.
It's been a fucking blast. Let us know your thoughts on death and getting old, you know. What kind of things do you guys get up to? It sounds a bit fucking stalkerish. But yeah, let us know.
Yeah. Alright.
Alright.
Thank
you.
Bye. This is our outro.
Outro. This is our outro with automatic fading. Mm-hmm.